اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
فدعوتك ربي بقرآنك جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسانك ودعوتك ربي بقرآنك.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجه.
السلام عليكم and welcome to Let's Recite the Quran Kareem, a series of Quranic sessions held by IRIB English Radio in cooperation with Sevier International Schools Network. Brothers and sisters, we really welcome you all. Here we are with Brother Hussein Ruhullah, Ali Nasir, Fawad Haider, and Hassan Nasrullah, students of Sevier International School. So, brothers, welcome to Let's Recite the Quran Kareem. How are you, Ali Nasir?
Alhamdulillah.
Are you fine?
Yes.
Okay, that's great. How about Hussein Ruhullah?
Alhamdulillah, sir. How are you?
Alhamdulillah. Thank you so much, Fawad Haider.
Fine, sir. How are you?
Alhamdulillah, I'm good. And Hassan Nasrullah?
Fine, sir. How are you?
Alhamdulillah. Thank you so much. So everyone is fine. We hope, inshallah, our listeners, brothers and sisters, Muslim brothers and sisters all over the world, inshallah, you're fine, especially in the month of Ramadan. May Allah accept all your prayers, all your deeds, inshallah. So don't forget to include us in your du'as as well. We'll go and start, inshallah, our class. We'll work on ayah or verse number 49 on page
56.
So, brothers and sisters, Surah Ali Imran, ayah 49, page 56. Let's listen to the recitation of this ayah.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. ورسولا إلى بني إسرائيل أني قد جئتكم بآية من ربكم أني أخلق لكم من الطين كهيئة الطير فأنفخ فيه فيكون طيرا بإذن الله وأبرئ الأكمه والأبرص وأحيي الموتى بإذن الله وأنبئكم بما تأكلون وما تدخرون في بيوتكم إن في ذلك لآية لكم إن كنتم مؤمنين.
Great. Ali Nasir, Hassan, Hussein and Fawad. We listened to the ayah, alhamdulillah, that was nice recitation. Now we will practice, okay? I'll read and recite, make sure you listen carefully and repeat, okay?
Okay.
Yes. Let's go. A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
ورسولا إلى بني إسرائيل أني قد جئتكم بآية من ربكم
ورسولا إلى بني إسرائيل أني قد جئتكم بآيات من ربكم
أني أخلق لكم من الطين كهيئة الطير فأنفخ فيه
أني أخلق لكم من الطين كهيئة الطير فأنفخ فيه فيكون طيرا بإذن الله فأنفخ فيه فيكون طيرا بإذن الله وأبرئ الأكمه والأبرص وأحيي الموتى بإذن الله
وأبرئ الأكمه والأبرص وأحيي الموتى بإذن الله
وأنبئكم بما تأكلون وما تدخرون في بيوتكم
وأنبئكم بما تأكلون وما تدخرون في بيوتكم
إن في ذلك لآية لكم إن كنتم مؤمنين
إن في ذلك لآية لكم إن كنتم مؤمنين
أحسنتم ما شاء الله الله bless you إن شاء الله brothers and sisters practice well إن شاء الله we will have a short explanation. In this ayah, Allah Almighty continues, like Allah Almighty in the previous verses, he was talking about the attributes of Prophet Isa alayhi salam, yes? And Allah Almighty said that he created, okay, Prophet Isa alayhi salam, he was born without a father, yes? And then Allah Almighty said, وَيُعَلِّمُهُ الْكِتَابَ وَالْحِكْمَةَ وَالْتَوْرَاةَ وَالْإِنْجِيلَ And in the previous verses also, قالت, when Lady Maryam talked about, like she said, I've never got married, yes? How can I give birth to a baby like this? So we talked about them. Now in this ayah, Allah Almighty continues and says, وَرَسُولًا إِلَى بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلِ Prophet Isa alayhi salam, he will be like an apostle or a messenger to the children of Israel. Israel refers to Prophet Ya'qub alayhi salam, Jacob, okay?
Yes.
To the children of Israel, and he will declare, Prophet Isa, that I have certainly brought you a sign from your Lord, أني أخلق لكم من الطين. One of the miracles of Prophet Isa alayhi salam was this, that he could create a birth, not by his own, but the permission, by the leaf of Allah Almighty. Okay.
هذا القرآن يوحدنا لطريق الخير يوجهنا الله تعالى أنزله ورسول الله معلمنا ورسول الله معلمنا هذا القرآن
Want to learn Quran at home? Join us in our Quranic class. Let's recite the Quran.
So, Fawad, let's mention some of the very important tajweed rules here, okay? Okay. What do you think the first one is? I think we have to pay attention to the pronunciations of the letters first.
Yes.
Some of the letters are important here. Like the letter Hamza, I think, the first one. Wow, good. Wow, sometimes we will pronounce it like vow, which is incorrect, right? Wa, wa, wa. Yeah, it's not like very much. It's like what, what, what. The wa sound in the word what. Huh? Yeah. And also ra, the heavy sound, the tafkhim of ra, right, Hussein? إلى حمزة, right? إي, إي. Yes, Hussein?
Yes.
Okay, good. أني قد جئتكم بآية من ربكم أني أخ. The letter خا, خا is yes. important, yes? Do not read it as أخلق. أخ, أخ. من الطين. The letter طا. It's a heavy letter.
Yes.
But here it doesn't produce that heavy طا sound. ط. Yeah? It has yes. a kasra. كهيئة الطير. Ha, ha. هيئة. Am I right? The letter ha.
Yes.
Soft one. Just you need to just blow air out that way. Yeah.
Yes.
فأنفخ فيه فيكون طيرا بإذ ذال وأبرئ الأكمه والأبرص صح not سا صح right like you blow air and like you pump the ball this way صا it's important to pay attention to this وأحيي الموتى
ها yes
good job يا بإذن الله وأنبئكم بما تأكلون وما تدخرون في بيوتكم إن في ذلك yeah the rest of the letters are easy so these letters are important you gotta pay attention to now ورسولا is got a تنوين right رسولا
yeah.
after
yes.
the تنوين we got a همزة همزة is from the throat letters right
yes
what does it say
إظهار
the rule إظهار must be applied here like you what It clearly
do not pronounce.
I'll pronounce the tanween. وَرَسُولًا إِلَى There's no hiding. There's no merging. You don't have to say وَرَسُولًا إِلَى Merge it. No way. وَرَسُولًا إِلَى No way. Just read it the way it is. وَرَسُولًا إِلَى Six letters were there. So Hamza is one of those. إِلَى بَنِي إِسْرَى بَنِي has got a mud on the top. And Israel has got a mad. And also the Ra has to be pronounced with a tafkhim sound, with heavy sound. Isra. So the mad on Bani, is it wajib?
No.
It's jaiz. You can stretch it or skip it. But the mad in Israel
is wajib.
Yeah. Because Israel, if we think of it as one word, which is actually a compound word, Isra and Il. But it's, yeah, let's talk about it as a compound word. So the mad will be wajib. Anni anun mushaddad, pay attention, nasal sound. Qad, fawad?
Qalqala,
bounce the sound. Good job. Ji'tukum, mim sakin plus ba. Mim sakin plus ba.
Ikhfa.
Ikhfa. Good job. Mim sakin plus ba, ikhfa. Nun sakin plus ba, iqlab. So, bi ayatim min rab, ayatim tanween, mim, you know, idgham, min rabbikum, again, idgham, min rabbikum, right?
Yes.
So, anni akhluqu lakum min at-teen, again, idgham, kahayati at-tayri, ay, sound, فأنفخ إخفاء فيه and till the end. So the rest of the rules are very easy. We mentioned as an example. We mentioned okay some of the rules. Inshallah, we want you to practice with the tajweed, listen to the recitation, and repeat time and again. All right?
Yes.
So if you have any questions. No questions?
No.
Brothers and sisters, thank you so much for being with us in this session. We hope you have learned something. Please refer to the Tafasir book, inshallah, for more explanation and details. And also, listen to the recitation time and again and practice. See you, inshallah, in the coming sessions. We really recommend you to stay with IRB English Radio, inshallah, every day. At the same time, we'll be at your service and we'll have the Quranic sessions. All right? Hassan, Ali Nasir, Fawad, thank you so much for being with us. We'll see you inshallah in the coming sessions. والحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجهم.
Let's Recite the Quran, a joint production of IRIB English Radio and Xavier International Schools.
آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نلقى الجنان بحبي لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان